Welcome to Real News on this early Thursday morning, and my topic is, did you all see Biden's press conference yesterday? Good God. This is a guy that never gives press conferences, and you can tell he's prepared for days, maybe weeks. And for those that don't know, it was just a lot of spin, as usual. There was, of course, no real solution out of the president's mouth about our supply issue problem, our economy, our rising prices, gas prices, nothing about the border, okay? Nothing about crime running rampant all through our liberal states. And it's just the way it is. I wish it wasn't partisan, but it is. Why is it that the cities and states with the governors that are Democrat and the mayors that are Democrat, why is crime running rampant in these states? Look what happened in New York City the other day. For those that don't know, a 61-year-old homeless piece of shit that's, I'm not calling him a piece of shit because he was homeless. I'm calling him a piece of shit because he was in and out of the prison system, always getting arrested. Getting let out, going back in, getting let out, a revolving door. And that's what Democrats are doing in these cities. They're allowing this nonsense to continue. And this criminal activity, it's emboldening these criminals. So anyway, for those that don't know, okay, for those unaware, let me get some of my talking points here. This is what happened the other day. This 61-year-old homeless guy, Times Square in the subway, this 61-year-old maniac waited as a train entered the Times Square subway station, and he pushed an Asian woman to her death. Michelle Alyssa Goh was aged 40 and was murdered that morning. And for what? Like, not that, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. He literally just shoved her in the way. And then when he was arrested, he basically just stuck his tongue out. He made all these mentionings that he was God and all this craziness. And these people are emboldened because they know they can get away with it. They know they can get away with it. And then a punk murdered a teenager in a Bronx Burger King. And when he was arrested, he said, and I quote, "Where's our reparations for 400 years of fucking slavery? Fuck you all. America is going to burn." What in the fuck is going on here, folks? And then, in L.A., I don't know if you saw it, a UCLA grad student named Brianna Kupfer, age 24, was alone working when a homeless man walked in her furniture store and knifed her to death during the day. Why? And this just continues to happen, folks. And it's because of district attorney's offices that are run by liberals. It is governors that are run by liberals, is mayors and city leaders in general. And it's happening all across the country. So anyway, my point was there was no mention of that today. Not any of this today. Okay. And the thing is, if you say anything about these senseless acts of murder and call these homeless people losers and scumbags, well, then you're probably a racist, according to CNN. I mean, that's what they say, right? That you're a fucking racist and you're the problem. You're the problem. You're not the solution. The government wants you to know that you're the problem. They talk about right-wing white supremacy being the problem. Well, I don't see that. I don't. I mean, then you have Chicago under Kim Fox has seen more than 800 homicides in 2021. Did you hear that? In Chicago, more than 800 homicides in 2021. That is crazy. And what about the synagogue, the anti-Semitic attack in Texas? Initially, the FBI said this attack wasn't related to the Jewish community. Why? I mean, were they waiting to pin this on a white supremacist or a Donald Trump supporter? I mean, we are in an upside-down world, folks. We are seeing an exponential rise in hate crimes and an exponential rise in the formation and the membership of these organizations. This is insane. I don't get it. And does it depend? When, where's our president? Where is our leaders? Where we do we have a leader? We have all these unhinged, crazy people in all these cities just running loose. I don't understand. And the FBI is scared to call things a hate crime. If you look it up, they got roasted for not coming out on the synagogue attack, saying it was an attack on the Jewish community. And, you know, then they walked back their comment and then said, yes, it was a terror attack. No shit. We knew it was a terror attack right when it happened. So why are they so quick? It's almost like they don't want to offend people. I mean, forget about it. If you're a criminal, white, black, Puerto Rican, doesn't matter. Whatever nationality, doesn't matter. I mean, we are a nation of laws. Since when do we just allow criminals to do whatever they want? Just because they're one certain race. It doesn't make any sense to me. So anyway, Joe Biden took some questions today. And I want you to hear Joe Biden in his own words, okay? I want you to hear this about his Afghanistan withdrawal, okay? He's basically saying he makes no apologies for the way he pulled out of Afghanistan because he said that no matter when you did it, it would have been a catastrophe. Wrong. Because what he should have done was evacuated all the American citizens, okay? And then left some of the army and our military behind with weapons to fight off insurgents or terrorists or whatever you want to call them. Okay, but we didn't do that. We didn't do that. For those that don't know, we left millions. We left, I think it's something like $85 million of equipment. We basically left them all of our weapons. We left them helicopters, machine guns, tanks. And we just took our ball and went home. So there was a way to do this the right way. What we have, folks, is an installed, incompetent president. This guy is evil, corruption, and an enemy of the state. And there's no other way to say it. I want you to listen to this clown in his own words. He basically says he takes no responsibility, no apologies for the Afghanistan disaster. And here we go, folks.
Among Americans about the competence of... There are deep questions among Americans about the competence of government. From the messy rollout of 5G this week to the Afghanistan withdrawal to testing on COVID, what have you done to restore Americans' faith in the competence of government? And are you satisfied by the view of the competence of your government?
Look, let's take Afghanistan. I know you all would like to focus on that, which is legitimate. We were spending $1 trillion a week. I mean, $1 billion a week in Afghanistan for 20 years. Raise your hand if you think anyone was going to be able to unify Afghanistan under one single government. It's been the graveyard of empires for a solid reason. It is not susceptible to unity, number one. So, the question was, do I continue to spend that much money per week in the state of Afghanistan? Knowing that, the idea that being able to succeed other than sending more body bags back home is highly, highly unusual. My dad used to have an expression. He'd say, son, if everything's equally important to you, nothing's important to you. There is no way to get out of Afghanistan after 20 years easily. Not possible, no matter when you did it. And I make no apologies for what I did. I have a great concern for the women and men who were blown up on the line at the airport by a terrorist attack against them. But the military will acknowledge, and I think you will, who know a lot about foreign policy, that had we stayed and I had not pulled those troops out, we would be asked to put somewhere between 20 and 50,000 more troops back in. Because the only reason more Americans weren't being killed than others is because the last president signed an agreement to get out by May the 1st. And so everything was copacetic. Had we not gotten out, and the acknowledgement is we'd be putting a lot more forces in. Now, do I feel badly what's happening to, as a consequence of the incompetence of the Taliban? Yes, I do. But I feel badly also about the fistulas that are taking place in Eastern Congo. I feel badly about a whole range of things around the world that we can't solve every problem. And so I don't view that as a competence issue. Did you guys hear what he just said?
Let me just break it down for you. This guy is so confused. People ask him a question, and they're asking him about the way he pulled out. See what I mean? But if you listen to President Biden's answer, you can go back and listen to it again. I just played it for you. He's trying to make an excuse, saying, well, we had to get out. That's not the point, cocksucker. We know we had to get out. It's how you got out. That's what he doesn't understand. He always talks about, well, what did you want me to do? I was spending $1 billion a week. Did you want me to keep spending $1 billion a week? No, motherfucker. Stop fucking. And that's the problem with this president. Always fucking has a backdoor, trying to manipulate the media and manipulate the people. And you know who falls for it? Lemmings. You're a fucking lemming. You are a fucking dumbass if you believe this president. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing when he answers the question. Okay? That's why he pauses and takes so much time. He sits there with a stupid smirk, and sometimes he's almost laughing at the reporters because he knows he's got something slick to say in response. People think Biden's dumb, but he's not. Okay? So you go back and listen to his answer. It's not he always spins it like Republicans. You know, if you listen to Biden, he's like, Republicans didn't want us to get out. No, motherfucker, we wanted you out. We wanted our fucking troops home, you stupid fucking bitch. But we wanted a fucking competent person to fucking get our troops out without fucking getting blown up. Okay? But if you listen to him, he said it plenty of times, even on YouTube. You know, people ask him the same thing, and you hear how he responds. He's like, look, 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 people. Come on. We had to get out of there. No, 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 no. Stop right there, motherfucker. That's not what we're asking you. It's not what we're saying. We're saying, why in the fuck did you pull out so incompetently? Okay? I wish these fucking media people would snap on him. I wish they could cuss at him. I wish somebody would have called him on his shit today instead of letting him spend 2 minutes and 55 seconds with this, look, look, what did you want us to do? Somebody should have been, oh, no, you don't, motherfucker. Just once, I wish somebody could have been like, whoa, 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 Mr. President, stop, stop, stop. Stop right there. Don't spin this. We're not saying we don't agree with you that you should pull out. We're saying, why did you fucking pull out so incompetently? Answer the fucking question, Mr. President. You work for us. That is our problem. Our problem in this country is civil obedience. That's right. I said it right. We stand on the shoulders of giants in this country. Okay? And that's the way it is. And this guy is not fit to lead. I mean, you just heard what he said. Makes no apologies for the way he pulled out of there. None. And I want you to hear this also. Just hang on just a second. I want you to hear this.
Poll released this morning by Politico Morning Consult. A poll released this morning by Politico Morning Consult found
49% of registered voters disagreeing with the statement, Joe Biden is mentally fit. Wow. Not even a majority of Democrats who responded strongly affirmed that statement.
Well, I'll let you all make the judgment whether they're correct.
The question I have for you, sir, if you'd let me finish, is why do you suppose such large segments of the American electorate have come to harbor such profound concerns about your cognitive fitness? Thank you.
I have no idea. Yes, sir.
That was his fucking response. I have no idea. Did you hear what that guy just said? That was a reporter from CBS News, okay? That is a left-leaning outlet. CBS, MSNBC, CNN, they have all turned the tides on Biden even this week. They're even questioning the ability of our president. And you heard that question. There was a poll. Over 40% of Americans, Democrats and Republicans, are questioning Joe Biden's mental state to lead as a president. They basically saying what I've been saying for 6 months now, that this president is unfit to hold the job of president of the United States. So I just figured I would just catch people up on what's going on. So if you're listening from Australia and other countries, trust me when I tell you, we are disappointed in this president. Do not listen to the mainstream media. Don't listen to this left-leaning mainstream media that is propping this guy up like he is some kind of a hero. Most of the American people here realize this guy is a puppet president. He is weak and frail, and he shows weakness to our enemies. Our enemies are watching, and anybody that's paying attention should be concerned. So, anyway, thank you for listening. If you're listening for the first time, hit the follow button. You know what to do. Give me some feedback, good or bad, at realnewsocala@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.